Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk With Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? Y'all are now tuned in to Talk With Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon, fashion guru herself, Dior the Chocolate Doll. And this is Queen's Talk TV. Y'all know the vibes each and every Friday and Sunday. Y'all know I love to talk my shit, I pop my shit, and of course, I'm always about my shit when it comes to fashion and music, so y'all know your girl got the tea on all the trending topics. I know that's right. So get y'all a drink, get y'all vibe going, cause it's time to talk with chocolate, y'all. Okay, y'all, I'ma start off with sending prayers to the designers of Barbie, Mario and Gianni. They were both tragically killed in a head-on collision on an Italian highway after an 82-year-old man drove 4 miles in the wrong direction on that highway. Now, the accident claimed both of their lives. They are known for their stunning celebrity-inspired dolls under the 2000 brand, celebrated for their creativity, kindness, and the joy they brought to the collections around the world. The duo leaves behind a lasting legacy in the world of fashion dolls. Now, their loss is deeply mourned by not only myself, the fans, friends, but the global Barbie community. We truly appreciate all the inspiration of fashion that you put into the dolls. And every woman grew up with Barbie. Every child still loves Barbie to this day. You guys are iconic. I'm sorry for your loss, guys, and prayers going out to your family. Rest in peace. Okay, y'all, so Jay-Z might have just played the coldest chess move in the hip-hop history, and it's giving very much petty, if you ask me. So, y'all, after years of, like, the tension and subliminals between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, Hove has officially signed off and allowed Cardi B to sample his legendary 1997 classic Imaginary Players for her upcoming album that's dropping in September. Now, Nicki and Cardi's rivalry is no secret. No secret at all. And now this move from Roc Nation feels like the ultimate clapback, if you ask me. So y'all, was this like Jay-Z's way of getting like the last laugh after Nicki's past rants going crazy on him on the internet? All I know is my girl Cardi's remake of the song got him talking, baby. It definitely got him talking. And y'all know Cardi, she can't do no wrong in my eyes. I love her. She did an amazing job with the beat and the entire remake of the song. I seen versatility it gave and showed her growth in the video. Her outfits ate down, hair ate down, bars killing them. And it gave very much boss chick. She gave us boss women who are about our bag an anthem for the winter time, you know what I'm saying? I was feeling the vibes, like, period. I know that's right, Cardi. Woo, baby. So, y'all, Sexy Red is trending. After telling Summer Walker that women shouldn't leave a man for cheating, she also said if you get with the next dude, they gonna cheat on you too, so you might as well stay. Lord Jesus, now. I don't know what's wrong with this new generation, y'all, but they is on some other stuff and they doomed, period. Secondly, no shade to nobody, but who really taking advice from them too? That's what I want to know. Let's be for real. Who taking advice from them? Ooh, so, like, to be for real, like, my advice, Talk With Chocolate. Y'all got to understand that, like, once you realize you attracting nothing but cheaters, the easiest way to be out here is to be single. Don't be settling for that. We not selling for no cheaters, and we damn sure not hopping penis from penis. Like, protect the cooter and protect your heart. Know your worth and find you a real man that's gonna value and respect you enough not to put you through them things or hurt you before you even be making that statement. Be a real woman, be grown about the situation. You can't be out here settling for anything less than a solid man that's gonna provide and give you queen treatment as his woman. So I don't know what this younger generation on, because I love my man like 90s R&B, and when I give that love and I pour in, I want a grown man that's pouring it back into me. And that's, you know what I'm saying, we living life peacefully. That's my whole vibe. So I think differently and I love differently, and my man coming differently than how all these other ones is. So get yourself together and stop settling for that bullcrap, because ladies, we are queens, black queens to a man. Find a real man, stop playing around with them little boys. And you won't have that crazy mindset. You feel me? Whoo, child. So y'all know my good sis Monica, she ain't never played about Auntie Whitney, right? Okay, so Bobby Brown's wife Alicia, she done made a statement. She wants people to move on from his relationship with Whitney Houston. She's stating that Bobby and Whitney were their time, and she's his yin to the yang. So y'all know my good sis Monica, she was definitely not feeling the vibe, and she went onto her social media account and stated that that's respected, but that's a conversation between you and him. Whitney wasn't and isn't mentioning him. You can't keep mentioning her and them to us. She said, I feel triggered. I know that's right, Monica, because I know. Y'all know she don't play about her. So, because I'm like, girl, you married a man who was married and tied to a legend. They got kids, and they will forever keep bringing them up. You know what I'm saying? Whitney and Bobby, that's like auntie and uncle. Like, everybody ties them together no matter what. And believe it or not, that man is still crying over Whitney to this day. Yes, he is. So the gag is, girl, is you telling the world to move on, or are you subliminally hitting at him? I'm just asking for a friend, because, I want to know. The world want to know. What's T, sis? What's T? Clock it. Okay, y'all. It's so much going on, baby, in these streets. But y'all know I'ma keep talking my shit and give y'all tea. So let's get into this, y'all. So just when I thought things could get even more messier, a judge then just ordered Teyana Taylor to cough up $7,000 to her ex-husband, Iman Shumpert, after finding her in contempt during a messy divorce battle. Now, y'all, the drama went crazy and went down in July at a hearing over who violated their 2024 divorce agreement. The judge sided with Iman, saying Teyana broke the rules when she posted on Instagram a video back in March talking about their split, even though the agreement clearly said neither could spill tea about the judgment. Now, Teyana accused Iman of leaking details to the press about the judge who wasn't buying it, saying that she didn't have enough receipts to back up her claim. She also refused to answer his questions about her income and access and calling it irrelevant at the time. But the court wasn't moved on none of that. You know what I'm saying? Iman's legal fees, the judge denied her with that and certain amount of money that he was also requesting. And still, it wasn't like a total loss for her, I guess you could say, in a way. But the court shut down Iman's attempt also to have her found in contempt over their parenting plan. But this is mad wild, though. She gotta pay that man $70,000. But it's all good. She got it. Sis got it. Go ahead and pay him that money, because you remember, he on child support. He gonna have to pay that right back to her, because it's very petty at this point. It's like, it's messy at this point, y'all.
What K shit it gotta be? I gotta be, highlight my sobriety. I told my bitch don't lie to me. 1K shit it gotta be. Gotta keep it a whole stack. Damn right, not a dollar less. This past year was a lot of stress, but everything done got addressed. Niggas telling my private life, meanwhile on my private jets. Bitches spreading rumors, guessing which bitch I'ma slot next. They just see me making moves, and they know I gotta check. Woke up in the club, all the bad bitches, I got them wet. Who my real niggas is, I don't know, I gotta check. Shit ain't been the same since OG died, man, this shit a mess. Put a number on you like Mitchell Ness, we ain't with the stress, we cancel niggas out. If you a snake, then you a rat, and if you a rat, then you a mouse. I got too tired of being humble, call you capping niggas out.
I got too tired of being humble, call you capping niggas out.
Diamonds on my wrist so wet, I still be good up in the drought. How you kiss that same bitch that just had dick up in the mouth? Like a belly button, is you in and out, don't make a spin a block. My niggas really about that murder, you imitation niggas not. And you know I'm from the bottom, but I'm racing to the top. I'm in the game, fuck being friendly, I'm just taking niggas spots. All my life, I've been humble, now they hating cause I'm not.
All my life, I've been humble, now they hating cause I'm not.
You in or out like a belly button, don't make it spin a block. My niggas really about that murder, you imitation niggas not. I gotta be, highlight my sobriety. Told my niggas don't lie to me, 1K shit it gotta be. Why the fuck would I ride for you, knowing you wouldn't ride for me? Why the fuck would I slide for you, knowing you wouldn't slide for me? Niggas better cut the cap out, I got old shooters like Stackhouse. Crime scene full of yellow tape if you ever wanna go that route. Ass Rex, we in the mix, ass Liddy, we been the shit. 22 for the work, out in Dallas, they call it Emmitt Smith. Get with me, go and make a play, work all white like KKK. Some of your biggest haters say this be your day ones, man, I hate to say. This shit getting too real, but I'm 100 like a blue bill. My YG only 14, moving fish scale, no bluegill. He too trill. The belly button is you in and out, don't make a spin a block. My niggas really about that murder, you imitation niggas not. And you know I'm from the bottom, but I'm racing to the top. I'm in the game, fuck being friendly, I'm just taking niggas spots. All my life, I've been humble, now they hating cause I'm not.
All my life, I've been humble, now they hating cause I'm not.
You in or out like a belly button, don't make it spin a block. My niggas really about that murder, you imitation, niggas not. I gotta be.
Alright, y'all. I'm done talking my shit for today. I appreciate each and every one of y'all that tuned in and rocked out with your girl. I gotta send a big, big shout out to my favorite artist in the world, Y.O. Slang Gang. Make sure y'all go check out his album, Baddies and Besties. It is out on all platforms. This is Talk with Chocolate. I am your host, The Order Chocolate Dial, Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. And y'all know the vibes. Until Friday, y'all, I'm signing out. Peace.